Springhurst.
I'm Brianna Edwards.
And we're at Hell's Revenge. Welcome to
Jailbreak. There you go.
I almost said Daybreak. You didn't say
it's
anything.
All good.
So recently I was out in the Ozarks, and because I've been in Moab and videoing every single solitary day for the last 9 days, I wanted to catch up a little bit. We just did this trail ride about 2 weeks ago or less, and it was sick. And there were three trucks that would be considered dream builds for most people, and a fourth generation 4Runner that was in bad need of suspension, lockers, and love. And yet, he rolled with us the entire time. It was astonishing to me to watch a beat down truck that is getting built back up currently, but on this trip, it was beat down, and it hung with the big boys almost the entire time. So check this out. So the four of us make our way up to Glade Top in Missouri, and this is the trail I had been running for a couple of days prior to us all going up. We've got a Troopy, we've got a Taco, we've got a 4th-gen 4Runner, and we've got my 5th-gen 4Runner. And I can't stress how well this 4th-gen 4Runner did. But I do have to say, if your truck is worth, you know, a couple of $1,000s, you're not to worry about damaging it. The skill level goes up dramatically when you do insane trails and still bring your 7,500-pound truck out alive and basically unscathed. You see what I'm saying? And because I was basically the cameraman, or the one more concerned with getting things on video, I was the last in line, so there were three trucks ahead of me. And I had run this trail previously, a couple days in a row, actually. It's an awesome trail. But the way that Jason, the guy driving the Troopy from Ozark Overland Outfitters, the direction that he chose to go in, I had seen the previous day and said, yeah, I'm all set with that. Well, this is what happens when you're the last guy. Trail I didn't take the other day, because this trail is poobah. I came up to this trail the other day and turned around. I didn't know exactly where I was. Dude, I got you, your rear tire this high off the ground.
Yes.
Oh yeah, big time.
I don't know if I can do that right there.
Yeah, you can. So with that all being said, I'm the last one in. The Troopy, the Taco, and then the Gen 4 go in. And then I watched the Gen 4 kick a little bit of dirt off of this culvert, and I fell right into it. First thing in the morning, and I am stuck. And the boys I'm rolling with just kept on going for the most part.
But back
a lot of rocks, right?
Yeah.
I thought that would do the trick, but it didn't. Don't feel like it, at least.
So this completely sucked, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, they came back down the hill and noticed that I was stuck, and I was already filling the hole in with rocks and Max tracks, because every time I gave it the gas, she was going over. She was just going straight up in the air and over, and even trying this right here wasn't enough, because the truck just kept lifting up and going to that side. She was going to go over, so we made the decision to winch, tie her off to a tree, really, really low, hard driver, to pull the truck that way. And once we did that, things were looking better.
Clyde, get over.
up a little bit. Back up. Back up. Back up. Driver. Driver.
So the further up the mountain we headed, the more difficult it became. We are snaking through the forest. There are tree stumps, rocks, water crossings, shale, and all sorts of climbs absolutely everywhere. But it's a beautiful area, and the cicadas are there, and it's where I want it to be. When I came back for the eclipse, I knew I was going to hang out for quite a while, and I did. And like I mentioned earlier, we're getting to much tougher obstacles, like this one right here that really tested out the suspensions, or at least gave them a good tweaking. You see what I'm saying with all the water crossings and the incredibly tight trails? I've never taken so many hard 90 degree rights and lefts in my life, surrounded by trees. And the truck, I just put a brand new Alucab Gen 3R on top of my truck, and it is scratched to shite right now. But these trails were bringing us to one of the first seriously major obstacles, and I think we got some pretty decent footage of it, so check this out.
Thank you.
Jason. There you go.
So with everybody making it through the twisties, pretty much no problem at all, we kept heading towards our goal. Now it's around 3 o'clock in the afternoon at this point. We have been cruising and we are going progressively up. And the further up you go, the tighter the trail gets and the more rock ledges you run into. And there were rock ledges aplenty. I'm not talking gold bar rim, but the fact that these huge steps are surrounded by mud, water, and trees, again, skill level goes up exponentially, as you would imagine.
Thank you.
Now, with all the twisties and the water crossings and the culverts and everything else that we had to deal with, the ledge climbs, climbing over tree stumps, rocks, while going and weaving in and out of the trees, we finally made it to what was going to be the worst obstacle of all. And it was bad. You come out of a river, you take a hard left, you go straight up, and then there's an enormous pile of rocks, much like Hamburger Hill on Cane Creek in Moab. And this is how all the vehicles made out.
Nah, you can get it.
There you go. Now straighten it up. Come right up. There you go.
Back up and go passenger, and then we'll work you around.
So it's finally my turn, and nope, two guys have already gone up the obstacle. Nobody's told us that there's even an obstacle up there. We have no idea what we're facing. So we drive through this nice, big, thick mud pond, take a hard right turn, and now we're going straight up. And what do I see when I get up there? Well, I see Jason Harris standing there, and I say, which way? Where's the line? And then him and his dog stand right in front of me, and I'm not messing about. I'm a little bit pissed off, and I'm coming up full blast, and I do. And I almost ran over Jason and his dog, because don't stand directly in the center in front of a vehicle when you're spotting it. unless they're in low, and it isn't these conditions. I'm going straight up a mountainside here. You see all these massive rocks? I hit them all. Bing, bang, boom. And almost took out Jason. Yeah. Apparently spotting is not a thing in the Ozarks. It is what it is. What are you going to do? At any rate, here I come. Here I come. Here I come. Yep, whoop. Giggity. Yep. Get the dog out of the way. Yep, almost ran over the dog. The Ozarks. So after that, we start making our way towards a campsite, and then discover that the three of us that were supposed to camp overnight, it's only going to be me and Eric, the kid in the fourth gen, and his son. The other guy bailed on us and didn't really mention it until the very end of the trip, which was just kind of odd, but whatever. We kept moving forward. We found our way out. If you're ever in Missouri and you want to hit some good trails, Glade Top has some very, very good trails. Just know where you're going and communication. You know what I'm saying? Communication. Make sure people know what's going on. That was the biggest problem I had all day. Is we never had a chance to set up the cameras on awesome obstacles because no one mentioned they were even coming up. And like I'm saying, I'm sitting in a stream, take a hard left, and suddenly I'm going straight up a mountain with a massive obstacle in front of it. It would have been good to know it was there, but it is what it is. All in all, it was a good day, and I was amazed how well that Gen 4 did on its blown-out suspension. But it is what it is. It's all relative at the end of the day. If you enjoyed this video, hit that like, share, and subscribe. If you hated this video, hit that like, share, and subscribe, and then you can troll me for the rest of my life, and that'll learn me a lesson. Now, won't it? At any rate, let's see that drop one more time.
Roll the camera the other way. Got that front end just pop right back up. Yeah. We're talking.
There you go. Hit that like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment below, and I will return the favor. I am out.